Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm so sorry we didn't have a chance to really be live last week, but a lot of circumstances made that not happen. So we thank you so much again. We're starting our 12th year. And thanks to all of you who've been with us and new people who found us. And we're really happy to be doing this yet again.
Yes, we are delighted. And I said last year, we have never, ever once in all these years ever had a replay. Now, Johnny said something about it saying encore, but I don't remember ever having to do that. Do you?
Mm-mm.
No, me either. So anyway,
I don't remember, but I do remember saying something to him about, instead of saying that this is a repeat performance or a repeat of a certain show, the language they use in the radio business is it's an encore performance.
Yeah, but I don't remember us ever doing that. So but whatever. The bottom line is, we had to last week due to circumstances beyond our control. It was the holiday, and there were things going on. So that was what was going on. So we were we had to do that. But so thank you for putting up with that. We're starting our new show with four sponsors again this year. We have, again, ERA One Source Realty, which Leah will be on in a little while to talk about. We have Michael McHale from Barbetti McHale CPA. We have Dr. Nicole DeNova, who is the owner and, chief surgeon at VREC. And we also have our friends at Fidelity Bank who are joining us once again, and we are delighted with our sponsors year after year after year. So thank you again.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to know that they re-up with no question.
I know.
Yes, of course. So it's nice to know that we have that kind of support in this community, and also the support of all of you who listen. Because, you know, it's important that we know that that number grows every year. And I guess you must find something of value in what we do and say. So to you guys all, thanks very much for listening. So what's going on in your world?
Let's just hope they listen it's not because we have a face for radio. You know what I mean?
A face for radio.
Yeah, but anyway, it's nothing. I mean, you know, it's just
already
busy.
We didn't even talk about that.
Well, everything was good. Everything worked out well. We had a nice, a nice time.
You had some fabulous meals.
Yes, Tommy, of course, did a wonderful job with his being the chef of my 1508 Jefferson. He did a great job, and so we had a nice time, and we went up to visit Miss Peterson on Christmas Eve and had a nice, very nice time with her, and then just you know, back and forth. I stayed home a lot during that week of Christmas and New Year. New Year's Eve, we stayed, literally stayed home. And and in all honesty, we, Meyer and I, ate a wrap from Mrs. from Scanlon. On New Year's Eve.
Yay. As our
wonderful meal. And we just, it's, yeah, we've been, my kids went home. Tommy went home the day, 2 days after, the day after Christmas. And Sean left last Tuesday before New Year's Day because he was going back to his apartment. So it was nice to have them around. And, but it always goes by very quickly. I hate to take decorations down because I love holiday decorations, but after a while it is kind of funny when you look at things and you think, all right, I'm sick of looking at that now. But the trees and lights on trees and stuff, I love.
Yes.
I love how that looks. I could keep that up year round.
Now how many
and
trees
sometimes
do you have
I do.
This year?
Oh my God. I have, well, one real tree. I only get one real tree, and that's in my formal living room. Mm-hmm. And then I have several trees in there, different kind. I have these beautiful old tinsel, five tinsel trees on my mantle. And they're with white lights and red berries that I put on. I kind of decorated them myself. And they're old-fashioned. I bought them out of town. And they have an old-fashioned metal tree stand. And they're silver tinsel, and they are the coolest thing. They bend, they move. They're pre-lit, and of course some of them have burned out because I've had them several years now, so I just restring my own then. And they are five of them, like there's three different shapes, and they all look so pretty, heights, I should say, on the mantle. And then I have a tree in every single, including my bathroom. Yes, minus
in
my downstairs.
Bathroom.
I didn't put one in my downstairs because I had a little one on the, like a little glass, a mercury glass red one in there. But I did, I have a lit tree in every single room of my house, which means there's one, two, three, and then the foyer, and then the bathroom, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten different lit trees in my rooms. Not counting the other little things, but I love Christmas trees. They're coin a phrase from a song, but they're the greatest Christmas symbol. I just love them. I love the light. I just love how peaceful it is, and it's just, there's just something about a lit tree that, and I'm, you know, picky about the lights because they can't be bright. They have to be, you know, very muted. And I just love them. And not counting the tree that I have on my front porch, which is a big gold grapevine tree, which I love. So they're all over and they're fun. And then you got to store them. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
well,
it's fun.
I have to get busy taking down some of the stuff here too, because like you said, I just get now at this point it's in my way. I'm getting sick of looking at this stuff, and it's just annoying to me. And I want to put it away before I want to throw it out. That's not good. So there's not much here. I only did this year two kinds of cookies for Christmas, and I just bagged it and said, what's the point? I'm not at all and have not been in the spirit of Christmas. And I think a big part of that has to do with the fact that I knew that we couldn't get together with family, and I knew that we couldn't do some things that we would normally do together because that's been taken away. We usually went to my sister's in Chestnut Hill, and we went there for our big meal. Usually was Christmas Eve, so she would put into the oven whatever it was, and we would all go to church for an early service. And because of the time of year, it was dark at 4:30, so it was one of those things where everybody got a candle, and they would light the candles from one end of the pew to the other, and people started singing Silent Night. It was really a wonderful thing. It was just very, it gave it the spirit of Christmas. But the church was closed. so you couldn't even do that if you wanted to. And I just felt that there was too much going on with COVID and exposure to COVID that we stopped as of Thanksgiving. They were going to come to the lake for Thanksgiving, and I just said, no, I don't think it's a good idea. And then the closer we got to Christmas, the more it became not a good idea.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen them, and I really, really wish I could see my... I don't know, I'm trying to figure this out. Is she a grand-niece or a great-niece?
I don't know. I don't know the difference. So I would say great-niece. I don't know what grand means.
I thought that's granddaughter, you know, and grandson. And
yeah, but I've never heard
great-granddaughter.
Yeah, so. I've never heard that. I don't know.
Okay, well, then she's a great-niece, so I haven't seen her. But my sister...
Doesn't mean I'm right. I just don't, you know.
Yeah, that's just something that I thought about the other day. I don't even know what the right languaging is for that. But
just say
in any
she's
event,
your niece.
It's my niece. Let's just call her that and say I didn't have a chance to see her. But I'm hoping that we will shortly. It appears we are having a mild winter, relatively speaking. You know, we haven't had any below zero days, and this is usually when they start, you know, in January and February, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So, I don't know. Maybe we can rally the troops and get together somewhere in the next couple weeks and just have our own private celebration. I mean, Christmas gifts for them that I haven't had an opportunity to get to them. So I don't know. It just seems kind of all lackluster because the usual things that you do with family, we didn't do. So it's a non-event.
Yeah, but it'll things will get better.
Yeah, I know they will. And I'm glad that we can actually look to knowing that the vaccines are out and people are now getting that second one and it seems to be working. And that's a good thing. So,
right.
All good, I guess, in that regard. All good. One quick thing I just wanted to say before we take a break, because I know that you will love this. There was an article in AARP magazine that was the October-November issue. And there was a little quick story here of Al Roker with his son, who was doing all these kind of crazy things during the lockdown. And then there's a little sideline here. It says, ready for your close-up? Roker has some production tips to share. You're going to love these. Number one, shoot from above. Nobody looks good when the camera's pointing up at your chin. Keep the camera at eye level. Number two, come out of the shadows. Make sure your face is well illuminated, no light source behind you, and skip the sunset. Those digital backgrounds on some platforms are distracting. Instead, put some fresh flowers behind you or sit in front of a bookshelf. There you have it. But the first
one
that I saw, I said, you wrote this.
because it's the truth. There is nobody who doesn't look better when you shoot slightly down at an angle. Everybody looks better. Everybody's chin, everyone's nose, everyone's face, everyone. So anyway, okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show in our 12th year. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA OneSource Realty offers an industry-exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA OneSource Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA OneSource Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, my name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the financial planning needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and tons of other places.
And I'm Laurie Cadney, owner of Laurie Cadney Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business.
Yeah, so let's talk about...
What do I hear you... Yes. Oh, you want to talk about me?
Yeah.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, yes. So those of you listening who know that Laurie's birthday is in February, it's not only the fact that it's in February, but she shares the same real birthday. Now, not the one that's officially celebrated, but the real birthday of Queen Elizabeth of England.
I do.
Yes, you do.
You mean when I tease and say we were switched at birth?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You mean figuratively
yes.
Speaking. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so someone, I forget what the deal was, there's a book called Long Live the Queen. I'm not sure who wrote it, but the article is about the top 10 lessons that she shares with us about how to become
a
94
queen.
Years old, I guess, and how you keep going. And these are all really good things. And I didn't know much about this, but I can see how it makes sense. There are so many people that tell us to do these things and incorporate these things in our lives because they make for a well-rounded human being. But those of us on the fast track who don't seem to think that that's important... maybe we need to step back and take a look at this at this particular time of the year and say, how will I live my life in 2021? So the first thing she says is to recharge your willpower. Elizabeth II's self-control appears limitless because she takes time to replenish it. Grasping, as research shows, that willpower is akin to a battery that requires routine recharging. Tea time is a crucial interview for the Queen, a sacred break in her hectic day when she rests for a quiet hour with a fragrant pot of Earl Grey or Darjeeling and something sugary. My idea of a good time.
Why, okay. Yeah.
Number two, stick to a schedule. From her first day as queen, Elizabeth has calmed her mind by following a strict daily regimen, ending each day by writing in her journal. That's a really good exercise to do.
Yep.
It is. Number three, develop your sense of purpose. The queen lives for something larger than herself, her country. Studies show having a dedicated cause helps immunity and reduces one's risk of Alzheimer's. Number four, serve others. The patron of hundreds of charities, Elizabeth II, believes that giving herself to good causes can do as much as anything to help put my own worries into perspective. Her reward, an infusion of anti-inflammatory hormones. And that's the story about, you know, people who give get twice as much than the people who receive.
Yeah.
It's a good hormone. It's a good hormone that's a feel-good hormone. Okay, number five, sweeten the self-talk. I find that I can often put things out of my mind which are disagreeable, she once said. So-called purposeful repressors, people who consciously dial down negative mind chatter, benefit from a kind of psychological armor. As Elizabeth II observed at one point, the trouble with gloom is that it feeds upon itself. Number six, brush aside vanity. From the beginning of her reign, the Queen has made a deliberate effort to practice what behavioral psychologists call self-distancing. She can, with a complete lack of vanity, comb through a daily onslaught of personal stories in the tabloids and still remain a detached and frequently amused spectator. Number seven, this is one that I think is so, so important. Never stop playing. Elizabeth II still takes time almost every day to play as she loved to as a child, specifically with horses. Doing so has kept her muscles active and her mind remarkably agile, thanks to play's unique ability to suspend the brain in a youthful, flexible state. Number eight, keep the faith. The Queen attends church every Sunday and prays every night before bed, grounding rites that have been an essential component of her iconic resilience. Whatever worries the world throws at her, she believes there is a higher throne on which to lay them. I love that.
I love that expression.
I love it. That's great. And number nine, be open to change. At an age when many find it hard to accept altered conditions, Elizabeth II has never stopped learning and adapting. Quote, change has become a constant, end quote, she remarked in 2002. The way we embrace it defines our future. And finally, number 10, cherish your crowning years. Elizabeth II smiles now more nowadays and is more warmly approachable than ever. All of this supports the scientific phenomenon known as the U bend of life, the U being the letter U, the U bend of life, the discovery that the world's happiest people tend to be those who are in their 80s and beyond. I love that. I thought that was a really inspiring story.
Lynn, you know what's amazing about her?
What?
Is, number one, she goes, like, she moves, and she looks sturdy. She's not a fragile, thin woman. She's got some good, you know, some heft to her.
Yeah.
And her face looks younger, and her like the spring in her step is a little bit springier because she doesn't look so thin and fragile, which so many people look like when they get older. You know, not because they want to be necessarily, but it happens. Like, she just looks so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So. I love her. I do. I think she's great, and I love all that. I read that too. I thought this is wonderful. Who's not going to read 10 Steps from the Queen? Like what you can.
yeah.
do, you know, just to make, and she's right about all of them. It's a really neat thing. And I love the tea, which, of course, I have, except mine is iced tea, and it comes from Dunkin' Donuts, and there's no sweet on the side. But I like the fact that she likes that little, like, you know, biscuit or crumpet or whatever they eat in England.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. It reminded me when I read about that, about my grandmother, my Welsh great-grandmother.
And she ate Welsh cookies every day?
No. She didn't eat the cookies, but she made them. She made them with the church, so that's where all the ladies of the church would do that as a fundraiser. But she would have... That tea thing was absolutely critical to her every day. And it was at 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, she would put on the water. I could hear the tea kettle on the stove. And then she always poured it into a tea, a tea cozy, that she would put in very strong. I don't know if there was Earl Grey. I don't remember that, but it was definitely a strong tea, loose tea. And she would put it inside of one of those little very, very thin sieves inside of it and pour the hot water over it and let it brew for at least 3 to 5 minutes, somewhere in there. And then pour it out, and she would put honey or something sweet in it, even sometimes sugar. But she would sit down then with something. I don't remember what the cookies were, but there was definitely something. And it was very important for her to have that ritual every single day.
Yeah, and I love it.
I mean, to me, it's the same kind of thing as a lot of the, I believe it's the Mexicans do the siesta every day. And it's just part of the culture that they take time to stop and just chill for a minute. You know. And it's
well, my grandmother, really, and then my nana used to have tea every night before she went to bed. She'd have Ritz crackers, or as my son Tommy pointed out, those Pepperidge Farm butterfly crackers. And she would have strawberry jelly and Ritz crackers, just a few of them, and her cup of tea with tons of sugar in it every single night before she went to bed. Every night. They would watch the news at 11 o'clock, and then they would go downstairs, and they would have their crackers with strawberry jelly.
That's cool.
Amazing. So, yeah, there's something to that. And my grandmother was 92. She
there
lived
you
to
go.
Be 92 years old. So, I don't know. I think it's great. And there's something to it. There is something to it.
I like the idea of play, too. The idea almost every day. She takes some time out to play. And I didn't realize that was true about what happens to your brain when you play, that it kind of suspends the adultness, let's call it that, while your brain actually plays. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, that may be why every once in a while my mom used to go down to the basement where she had the piano. And every once in a while, she would just go down there and play. Just for nothing, just because she felt like playing. So that's not active play like riding a horse, but it's play in the sense of you suspend
your mind,
all
the your
other
mind.
Stuff.
Yeah, well, I like to think the same way with some of the ways that I decorate. I have things that might be considered... It's like little things that I like that remind me of being a little girl, like things that I have, decorative little things. And I think that they're very youthful, and they remind me and they bring me back to that time. So I think that that's similar. It's all that feeling of youth. And that's probably what it is, regardless of if it's a physical thing or a mental thing, it's still all part of it. So,
but I also think, too, you do some things that I really admire as far as play is concerned. Before COVID, you used to be able to go and paint. And you actually painted.
Yeah.
You did artwork.
Oh, yeah.
That's play, all right? And then you started playing the piano. And that's...
Yeah.
Accent, but the other thing was you did the ballroom dancing.
Yeah, I know. I try to do everything so that...
And the spinning glasses and all that stuff is, it's good. It's play in the sense that it's not, you're not just using your brain. But that kind of stuff is really good for your longevity. And that's what people need to know.
And as Sanjay Gupta says, you got to eat berries too. That helps. Exercise, good sleep, and berries. So let's keep it up for the new year. So okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, Lynn, and we're going to have the lovely Leah Giannakopoulos on next, and we will be right back. So stay tuned. You're listening this morning to the Laurie and Lynn Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Good morning. We're back.
Good morning.
Hello. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And that's available on Apple. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
And I'm Laurie Catton, the owner of Laurie Catton Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And we are here with the lovely and talented Miss Leah Giannakopoulos, who is the Director of New Business Development. It's a whole big line that I just added one or two words to, but it all fits the same. It all goes together because Leah's title should be as big as her personality. So she is here for representing ERA, One Source Realty, who is one of our wonderful guest experts, our sponsors, and we'd like to thank you again, Leah and Sunita and Nisha, for helping us once again be a partner with us through this new year of our 12th anniversary going into this season, and we're very happy this new year, and we're thankful, and we thank you for being here. And ERA has about 100 agents with 7 offices in 10 different counties, so you can't miss them, and they're just a great organization. So Leah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. So I do want to start off with congratulating all of the ERA agents, all 100 of us, and everyone worked so hard. Obviously, we know we lost 9.5 weeks at one point between March and May of not being able to work. So then once everything got back on, everyone hit the ground running. And I just really want to tell everyone at ERA like that their hard work was so much appreciated and that they did such a great job. And our numbers prove how hard everyone came together and worked. Our top producing agents did over almost $1 million in real estate for the agents that we had as the top producers. And then all of our agents combined just had such a great year, and their hard work really showed. Our numbers are great. We're really happy. We're so proud. And I just wanted them all to know how outstanding they did. And, you know, it wasn't easy. As much as it was a good time and it was fun and it's a great market, it's also not always easy too, you know, like you have closing dates, you have timelines you have to hit, you have people relocating and they're selling one house and they have to be in another, and you have, you know, someone telling us like we're shut down or this or that. So I just really want to put out there that we really, really worked hard for 2020, and it was definitely a difficult year. But the work that all of the agents at ERA did, and you know what, all the realtors from all the companies, everyone did such a great job. And I just think one thing that's definitely key in all of this is having a great communication, being positive, and getting along with everybody. That is a huge thing, you know, and we're all, our main goal is for everybody to get to the closing table. So I think the more we all work together, the better off everyone really is. So that's just my 10-second blurb, more than 10 seconds, but for the beginning of a great 2021, because we're gearing up and we're already ready for an awesome 2021 ahead, and hopefully we won't have any lockdown, shutdowns, or any of that like we dealt with for 9.5 weeks, but you never know. So anyways, what I do want to talk about today is it's the traditional time of year where everyone calls and asks, or is it the right time to put my house on the market? It's never been a better time, especially right now with the low inventory that we've had, which we still haven't caught up with since our spring season. So the best information I can give you is don't wait, especially right now, especially if you're a seller. The misinformation that people have is that nobody looks in this time of the year because of the weather, and that's not true. First of all, people are relocating and moving at all times of the year. So if you're moving, you don't necessarily have a say sometimes if you're being relocated for a company. So that's first and foremost that you have to always keep in mind, that it's not like a seasonal thing. Definitely does the weather play into it a little bit here? 100%. But right now is one of the best times to list, because you're going to get top dollar. But not just because you're going to get top dollar. It's a win-win for everybody. Right now, the mortgage rates are still at an all-time low. They're not expected to increase either for 2021 by much if they do go up. So with that, the mortgage rates are still relatively low, which is still great for the buyer. And then that's still good, because then it's good for the seller as well. So that's one reason that you should definitely consider listing, because we have so many buyers out there ready to make a move. Another reason is you can capitalize on equity. So right now the prices of homes are so good, and you know you're getting equity. So once you're investing, again, for the buyer, you have an investment now. And, you know, actually, Lori, we were talking about this the other day with your son. Like, right now is one of the best times to capitalize on an investment. So you may not need a home for yourself, but it's an awesome time to even consider looking into buying for your own investment purposes or whatever you may need. Another reason, again, definitely the best time to list is it's low inventory. So that's contributing to the home prices appreciating. It's contributing to buyers needing a home. And maybe you might be the lucky seller that that's the house that they need. So right now, it's just a really great time for everything in the real estate market, and whether it's about the interest rates, the inventory, whatever it is, it really is. It's still such a great time. And I think everyone, if you're still looking, if you're still thinking of selling, now is the time to capitalize on it.
Yeah, Leah, I think I was at a meeting yesterday, and I was talking to someone who's in the banking industry, and, you know, he said, when have you seen the values of your property soar the way they've soared so quickly in the last couple months? And not forgetting, similarly to what you just pointed out, in March, there was a complete shutdown. As you said, 9 weeks of no showing. I mean, you did things virtually, but it came to a screeching halt in many, many ways. And that, for that to just turn around the way it has, Leah, it's unbelievable. It's just unheard of.
It's awesome.
I know. I think it's wonderful. And it makes everybody feel good, because let's face it, after 2008 and everybody's, I know there was such an overinflation of value, but then everybody took a big hit, which wasn't necessarily fair or accurate. And now it seems to be leveling off, and things seem to be, you know, getting to where they need to be with the value of your investment. So, and yes, talking about in making investment, buying investment properties, as we were talking to my about my son, you know, it needs that stuff. This is the perfect time. That, Leah, mm-hmm. Speaking of that, what is the availability of multi-unit, you know, two or larger investment type properties in the surrounding area? How are they faring through this? Are they out there? Are they selling well? Are they not coming out the market? What's going on with that?
Investments outside of Scranton, like still in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, like our region. What's going on there?
They're doing great. They're the problem is you don't see them because they're coming on as fast as they're coming on.
Yep.
So that's the other issue, you know, like you're not seeing those. So that's the problem. Not that it's not a problem, but I don't want to say it's a problem. But
not at all. But yeah.
Right. It's a problem when you wanted it. So yeah, like, I mean, this summer alone, I did several in the Old Forge Music Taylor area. I mean, bidding wars. The day it came on, like the realtor was calling. I had one of my investor clients, and she's a great family friend, and she loves ones that are, you know, not in Scranton because she's down in that area. So that's her area of choice, and it's quick and close because she likes to still keep an eye over her properties. I mean, it literally came on within the hour. I sent it to her. I set up the appointment. There was already five other appointments ahead of us on top of it.
Wow.
Right. And then it turned into a bidding war. It went over and above asking price. I mean, this was an exceptional property, and it produced great rent, so everyone was jumping at it. You know, and especially certain areas outside of Scranton, people like, you know, because some people don't always want to be in the city. Some people want to stay. And you know what the problem is? There's not enough out in that area. And people are in that school district. People need to be in those school districts. So when that happens, you know, that's the other thing that comes into play as well.
And Leah, I can give you, for instance, my niece, who's a new proud homeowner in Dunmore, she and one of our wonderful agents from ERA, Mr. John Foley, was taking her through this one property, the one that she ended up buying, and the listing agent was coming in to show it right after, and she said, you know, I just want to tell you, if you're going to do this, I already have. I have four bids. I have three or four bids already. I'm showing it now. Please, we're not getting into a bidding war. Just give us your bet. If you want it, give us your best offer. And the point is that it ended up coming in this young, you know, my young niece's favor, and she's thrilled. But that's the stuff that happens. And I mean, that used to happen. I've been in situations myself years and years and years ago if a house is priced right. And in this case, at the market, people are overbidding, and that's what happens. That's what happened there. So, you know, it's exciting, and that's the stuff you have to see, because people want these properties. They just want them for a whole host of reasons. So act when you see something. You know?
Right. Again, last night, I mean, come on, it was, what, 20 degrees? I've been working with this lovely couple from Holmesdale that actually want to be in the Mid-Valley, Valley View area, and we've been out it a number of times. I've been working with them since the middle of October. So now, you know, this is how, like, and they really want to be somewhere by spring. So the minute something comes on in that area, I'm taking them. The property came on Monday, literally on Monday around 3 o'clock. I sent it to her. I set up the appointment at Monday at 6. Tuesday. This is Saturday. Yeah. So Tuesday, and then next thing I know, I called the agent just to make sure, because I'm thinking, like, really, how many people are out? It's freezing out, you know, it's whatever. And next thing I know, he calls me back. He's like, I already have 3 offers on it. So if you're submitting, please get it in by tonight. So, of course, yeah. We already knew we had to go in and over asking price at that point, you know? And like,
yeah, that's the exciting part of it.
It is. It really is.
It's wonderful how this has turned around.
It is. And I can't tell you enough how important it is that if you really are considering selling and you have a plan B option, that you are able to, you know, you have another residence you can go to, you have another a family member or whatever it is, whatever your plan B is, if you can utilize plan B and you want to sell right now, it's the time right now, you know?
Yes.
So perfect. I had a client, right. It really is. I had a client last week, you know, right. We sold her house, and then I said, where are you going? She's like, I'm moving out with my sister, but I knew this was the most opportune time right now to sell my house to get what I wanted, because my kids are grown and I would like to relocate down south, but I'm not doing it, God forbid, you know, in a couple months, seasons, years, whatever, when I really do want to do it. And like, this was my first step. So she's like, luckily I have a sister I can live with. And I said, oh my gosh, that's great. So if you have a plan B, utilize it to sell your house for plan A. That's the best thing
there you
go. To do right now.
Good advice. So Leah, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. So we could be reached at 570-587-9999. That's our home office, and you can reach any of our 100 agents there. Our website is www.era1.com. We're on all forms of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and you can reach me personally at 570-947-9250. And like always, like I said, even if you just want advice and you're not ready to, you know, buy or sell, and you just need a consultation, some advice, any of our agents are always willing and open to give you any form of advice you're looking for. So I recommend reaching out to any of us. And if you have a question or you don't know the answer to something, no question is ever a stupid question. So just keep us in mind, and we're always here because we've been leading everyone home for over 25 years.
There we go. Well, thank you, Leah. We will see you next month. I'm sure I'll be talking to you lots more, though. And Lynn, yeah. Thank you. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy the nice, calm weather. And happy New Year again. And we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great one. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.